If you go to the website for the Lemony Snicket movie out this weekend, the first thing you'll read are the words, "Warning, please run for your life. You have undoubtedly reached this website by mistake." Something similar happens when you go to the multiplex and see the movie, Lemony Snicket's A Series of Unfortunate Events. A voice suggests that you probably want to go to another theater, but critic Bob Mondello says you should stay put.
It's Jude Law's voice that urges you to go search out some other entertainment that does not involve unpleasantness and odious relatives. But when it's clear you're not going anywhere, the voice goes on to describe the Baudelaire children who will suffer so terribly but pluckily in this movie, beginning with the eldest, Violet, one of the world's finest 14-year-old inventors.
Anyone who knew Violet well could tell she was inventing something when her long hair was tied up in a ribbon. And no one was better to test her inventions than her brother. Klaus Baudelaire, the middle child, loved books, and nothing pleased Klaus more than spending an afternoon filling up his head with their contents. Sunny, the youngest, had a different interest. She liked to bite things and had four sharp teeth. There was very little that Sunny did not enjoy biting.
Sunny is seen at that moment hanging by her teeth from a table, seeming quite happy, but that's before the three children are orphaned in a fire and sent off by their clueless lawyer to live with a series of unfortunate relatives, starting with Count Olaf.
I will raise these orphans as if they were actually wanted. And though you would call it a burden, a sacrifice, you are mistaken, sir, and should be ashamed of yourself. The idea! Anyway, where do I sign for the foster? Children.
Jim Carrey is not exactly underplaying Count Olaf, but at least the filmmakers have provided him with a lot of scenery to chew, and they've made the Baudelaire orphans winningly plucky and resourceful, and not at all put off by the dreadful events that befall them, which is sort of the point. The Lemony Snicket books have sold millions of copies by positing a world where terrible things happen and adults are unreliable, but kids are resilient. And if Brad Silberling's film version makes this point more cleanly and less cutely in its clever end credits than in its seriously overproduced scenes, well, only someone really persnickety, like a film critic, would ever bring that up. I'm Bob Mondello.